wanted to say we are honored to have the opportunity today to pay our respects to Tan Beng Ti for her contribution in making Singapore the great maritime hub it is today, and to the shipping industry as a whole. And Mr. Beng, Hor Beng Yu is going to introduce her. Thank you for being with us. Before turning the floor over to him, I would like to say that where is Mark and Andreas and Terence? Please join me. I'd like to say from my perspective that we are particularly honored to have you with us today. When we came, to Singapore starting this conference 6 years ago at the suggestion of Esben Paulson, and Beng Ti was particularly helpful and accommodating at the time, welcoming us to Singapore. So I'm not going to say anything more except to repeat, as you all know, I don't think anybody has done more than Beng Ti in terms of transforming Singapore to the power hub that it is today, and I think she is very rightly called the First Lady of Shipping of Singapore. So with that, I'd like to say thank you for giving us the opportunity to pay our respects to you and for being with us. And we'll, I don't know if Mark and...
Okay. All right. Thanks, Nicholas. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very busy week this week at the SMW and all the events, but this is the one that I look forward most to. Playing tribute to a colleague and I would say a friend from the industry. And it's really with great pleasure and a lot of respect that we are here to honor an exceptional leader and visionary in the maritime sector. And in line with the theme of this forum, Shipping in a New Era, it's only fitting that we recognize an individual who has been the embodiment of Maritime Singapore, a beacon of innovation and transformation in the industry. So it's my honor here today, representing the organizers, Nicholas, and the industry, to present the 2024 Capital Link Shipping Leadership Award to Beng Ti. You know, it's quite challenging to talk about Beng Ti because it's such a familiar face to everybody and has been pivotal to many companies, individuals who are in Singapore or who want to set up in Singapore. So honestly, I'm running out of compliments and adjectives. Beng Ti has dedicated a lifetime of heart and soul to transform Singapore into a global maritime nexus. She has the vision, she has the leadership, and she always goes the extra mile to ensure the industry concerns are heard. The industry genuinely see her as a partner, not a government representative, and this makes her unique, not just in Singapore, but also in the international community. I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to work with Beng Ti closely in recent years in the Singapore Maritime Foundation. Well, we have known each other for a long time, maybe over 3 decades. We are now revealing our age, but you can guess. And under her guidance, SMF has become a cornerstone for talent development, attracting a pool of individuals to the maritime sector. And SMF's suite of Maritime One programs, signifying the industry coming together as one, is now synonymous with scholarships, bursaries, internship, case competition, and as well as a career portal. And Beng Ti has been instrumental in building the cohesiveness of Maritime Singapore, another key mission of SMF. Beng Ti has also significantly increased the visibility and participation of women in maritime, serving as a role model to female colleagues in the industry. And her leadership has been instrumental in showcasing the maritime industry as a dynamic and exciting career path for all, culminating in more vibrant and diverse maritime community. And Beng Ti's impact really extends beyond workforce development. Her initiative also focuses on innovation and, very importantly, global collaboration. On a more personal note, Beng Ti is, you all know her well, is thoughtful, she's humble, she's down to earth, she's a great teacher, and a fantastic nurturer of talents. And there have been many lucky people who have been touched by Bingti. They are all contributing to shipping now. And many more young Bingti's fledglings and prodigies will be writing the next chapters of Maritime Singapore. As we bestow Bingti the 2024 CapitaLink Leadership Award, we do so in recognition of her impact on the maritime industry. An impact, I would say, is not just legendary, but also one of longevity, which is going to be manifested in many of our younger talents. And it is really one of inspiration, driving progress, driving change, and achievements serve as a beacon for future generations of maritime leaders. So please join me in applauding Ms. Tan Bingti.
Maybe we can present you the award. By the way, I would like to mention that humility is part of Bengti's greatness, and it has not been easy to convince her to accept this award. We have been trying for a few years, and I think this year was a lucky one. So, if we can...
Yes, we'll do it together, Nicholas. Come, yes. Please.
Everyone, yes. One step, yeah. To the front. Okay. Everyone, one step to the front.
Okay.
Okay. So everybody can see. Okay. Yes. You can show it.
Thank you so much. First of all, a very good morning to all of you. And I would like to thank CapitaLink for according to me this CapitaLink Shipping Leadership Award 2024. And also to Wing Yu, thank you for your generous remarks. I'm deeply honored, and I hope that I will continue to live up to expectations. What I like about the maritime industry, I've always enjoyed the maritime industry, and I've always enjoyed going to maritime events because I do actually meet familiar faces, and I also meet faces that I've not seen for a long, long time, and I've also made new friends in the midst of attending the conferences. And I also enjoyed attending the conferences because there's always something new that you can actually learn and something that you can discover along the way. I have spent more than 40 years, again, as what Wing Yu has said, by saying that in a way we are revealing our age, I've spent more than 40 years in the public service, and I've handled different portfolios in the public service. But shipping is the one that has stayed the longest with me, and I've actually derived tremendous satisfaction from the shipping sector. In fact, it is one of the sectors that has actually taught me life skills that I've actually applied in my daily work. And I'd just like to share with you what this tremendous industry has actually shown me and has actually taught me in my career. There are three areas that I'd like to share with you. First, it is about resilience. For a shipping sector that is so volatile, the freight rates are so volatile, which is a global industry, it competes in an open market, and it is so capital intensive. There's so much to learn from and from here. And I find that the people in shipping, not only are they good planners, they are good individuals, practicing calculated risks. They take calculated risks. They are financially prudent, and then they persevere because we know that shipping has its ups and downs. We always talk about 7 years of famine and 7 years of feast, but I think in the last cycle we saw about 10 years of famine, but a short blip of feast, and which actually helped the shipping industry tremendously. Above all, this sector is one that showed tremendous optimism in this industry. When things are down, they just truck along, and then they just persevere. And when things are good, that gives them enough ammunition to do things that the industry actually requires. People also say that shipping is slow to change, but one of the lessons that I learned from the maritime sector is the constant need to reinvent ourselves. Shipping is not slow, while it is traditional, it is always on the lookout for things to improve ourselves. So I've actually seen cases where shipping companies look at improving through work efficiency, and then improving, looking at efficiencies in supply chain, constantly looking at new areas that do us better. Had shipping been slow, then we would have not lived past the ages of the steamship. We have actually lived past the ages of steamship, and then we are actually now into mega ships and new fields as well. So, in a way, shipping taught me how to reinvent myself and how I can actually create value. I need to create value to be, in a way, accountable to the companies and the people who actually put the trust in Singapore and build their operations in Singapore. And that actually motivates me to constantly look at new ways of coming up with programs wherever possible. We may not necessarily be able to do everything that will satisfy everyone, but what is important is that we listen to what the industry wants and we come up with programs. Sometimes we may not be able to do that well, but other times, you know, we could actually improve ourselves and constantly create that value for those who have actually placed their trust in us. So I learned the value about reinventing myself, and I learned the value about adding value and creating value to those who have actually placed their trust in Singapore. Yeah. The third element that I actually learned and I valued most is actually relationship. Shipping is one industry that is a very closely knitted industry. While we compete, we also collaborate. We can laugh together, we can joke together, but when someone that we know passed on, we also feel the sadness and we actually grieve for the family as well. So it is this whole gamut of relationship that actually lends strength to resilience. It lends strength to adversity, and it actually spurs us to actually constantly do much more. So to me, this unspoken kind of support and emotions actually resonates with me very well. There's one more part that I wanted to say, that I have been a recipient of a lot of warmth and kindness from the shipping industry. As a government officer, I mean, I know what the government requires and what I know are the policies, but I am not aware of industry issues, and I do not know what are the challenges that face the industry. But the industry actually taught me the intricacies of shipping. They were so prepared to give me the feedback that is required for us to make good policy decisions. And from the bottom of my heart, I really thank the industry for this invaluable friendship that has been built over many decades. Like when you said over 3 decades, I think there are some people sitting there that I know for 4 decades. So it is really a long-term relationship that all of us should actually value. And thank you very much. However, please, I will also be approaching you from time to time to ask for your help as we continue to actually build up the next talent pool for the maritime sector, be it in the form of scholarships, internships, sponsorship for case challenges. And I feel that we can actually come together to build a collective legacy of building the talent for the future. Maritime needs its fair share of talent, and unless we come together in a collective way and in a collaborative way, we will always be moaning and groaning the fact that nobody wants to join the sector. But if we are able to show the youth how appealing the industry is, how challenging the industry is, then we could actually build up a great generation of maritime pipeline for the future. So I ask that perhaps collectively we can make this to be our collective legacy to build up maritime talent for the future. Yeah. So it then leaves me to wish all of you the very best now and always, and also to the great industry that we are in. I hope that the industry will grow from strength to strength. Thank you so much.